In Trusting God, November 29th. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. The Christian's life should be one of faith, of victory, and joy in God. Truly spake God's servant Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And Paul says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Such are the fruits of Bible conversion and sanctification. Decided perseverance in a course of righteousness, disciplining the mind by religious exercises to love devotion and heavenly things, will bring the greatest amount of happiness. If we make God our trust, we have it in our power to control the mind in these things. Through continued exercise, it will become strong to battle with eternal foes, and to subdue self, until there is a complete transformation, and the passions, appetites, and will are brought into perfect subjection. Then there will be daily piety at home and abroad, and when we engage in labor for souls, a power will attend our efforts. The humble Christian will have seasons of devotion which are not spasmodic, fitful, or superstitious, but calm and tranquil, deep, constant, and earnest. The love of God, the practice of holiness, will be pleasant when there is perfect surrender to God.